Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
The Manhattan DA's office will move tomorrow to vacate the murder conviction of John Adrian Velasquez. He was convicted in the 1998 murder of a retired NYPD officer, Albert Ward, during an attempted robbery in Harlem. He served 24 years before then-Governor Andrew Cuomo granted him clemency. Advanced DNA testing suggested a different killer. His case was featured in the 2023 movie Sing Sing. Police are looking for a suspect accused of sexually assaulting a woman on the Upper East Side.
The NYPD is circulating a photo of the alleged rapist, hoping somebody will recognize him. The police say he attacked a 29-year-old woman very early Saturday morning, about 3:40 a.m. The police say she was at her home in the vicinity of 92nd Street and 1st Avenue. She was approached by a man whom she did not know, and the police say he forced his way into her apartment and allegedly raped her. Most women living in the neighborhood said they hadn't heard about it, but like this woman, were disgusted.
You know what? There's so much to be concerned about. I'm at the maximum level of concern that I'm almost numb.
The victim was taken to Lenox Hill Hospital in stable condition. The police say if you know anything, call 1-800-577-TIPS. That's the Crime Stoppers hotline. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
And photos of the suspect are now up on our website, 1010winds.com. Mayor Adams is expected back in court Wednesday on federal corruption charges. He spoke today at the 25th anniversary celebration of Emmanuel Presbyterian Reformed Church in the Bronx.
When others would surrender, when others would give up, when others would throw their hands up with uncertainty, but I stand before you in this pulpit with the energy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and with the energy of our ancestors.
The mayor got some support today from the Reverend Al Sharpton, who urged Governor Hochul to reject the option of removing Mayor Adams from office. NYPD is asking for the public's help in finding two suspects accused of walking up to a firefighter in Little Italy about a week ago, arguing with him and then punching him. Firefighter suffered minor injuries. Police say this happened on Hester Street at around 11:30 on Friday night, September 20th. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. And the picture of the suspects is up on our website at 1010winds.com. Police are searching for a suspect in a late August hit and run in the Canarsie section of Brooklyn. Police say the victim was a 25-year-old woman walking on Flatlands Avenue, crossing the intersection at East 82nd Street. She was hit by a four-door Audi SUV, hospitalized in stable condition, and authorities say the driver kept driving. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. Fire raced through a first-floor apartment in Bedford Park in the Bronx, leaving eight people hurt, including a child. Authorities say it happened just before 6 o'clock last night. Deputy Fire Chief David Sims.
On arrival, we had a heavy smoke in the street. Numerous people trapped on the fire escapes on the front of the building and the side of the building.
He spoke to Channel 7 Eyewitness News. The fire has been labeled suspicious and is now under investigation. Three e-bikes were found burned, and the FDNY is trying to figure out if one of them sparked the fire or if the flames simply damaged them. There's an investigation into a deadly shooting outside a Bronx apartment building. It happened early this morning, and police say two men were hit. Medics rushed both to the hospital, but one victim died. So far, there have been no arrests. This marks the ninth homicide in the Bronx's 52nd precinct this year. And a stabbing mystery in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Police say four men were slashed or stabbed near Ms. K's Dance Academy in Crown Heights just before 1 o'clock this morning. Three are in the hospital. One refused medical attention. All are expected to be okay, and right now police have no suspect or motive, and police say that the victims are not cooperating with police.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.